Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. And here's an interesting story that, Amazon. So as those of you who are acting prudently, staying home, avoiding contact, kind of like not doing what Prince Charles did and Albert at a lavish dinner where they all met in the same room and two of them have tested positive for the coronavirus. So for those of you who haven't done that and are acting prudently and staying at home and you're buying things online, well, Amazon has at least six different warehouses in the United States where employees have tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh, boy.
Where are they? New York City. These are where the warehouses are. And the employees that work in the warehouses, New York City, Kentucky, Florida, Texas, Miami, and Oklahoma. At the minimum. Now, there may be more that we don't know about, but that's where they are right now. So what is Amazon doing? Well, they're disinfecting. They're doing what other companies are doing. They say they're disinfecting. Now, what in the heck does that mean? Does that mean they are spreading poisons, aerosolized, through their heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems? Are they spraying packages? Are they flipping them upside down and getting all sides? What does that mean? I don't know. But here's what it means to me. It means to me that I'm not buying anything on the internet. We're done. And it means to me that all packages that come from the mail, you know, we still get mail, they're all suspect. Of course they're all suspect. And what we've been doing, and this is a risky thing to do, class. So if your mail person leaves mail, we're not touching it. We're saying just drop it right there. We're leaving it in the sun for days. Now, if you have a bill, you might cause yourself to be late in paying that bill because you've taken prudent measures to not touch the mail. So I'm telling you that all mail is suspect, all packages are suspect, everything is suspect. The lint from somebody's jacket or clothes or jeans or sweater is suspect. Everyone is suspect. And we don't want people on the farm. Your cats and dogs may wander out. I know people who live in apartments. And they have animals. Well, I'm pretty sure a couple times a day those animals have animal waste. Now what? I was talking with one of our instructors yesterday. We were talking about apartments. And there's some people who live on the second floor, third floor, fourth floor, fifth floor, you know, of apartment buildings. And some are nice. They have balconies. And I said, I can see this. I can see this very clearly. As this lockdown continues, whether it be voluntary or involuntary, people are going to throw their garbage off the balconies. I said, it's worse than that. I said, if you live in a on a floor of an apartment where there are floors above you, you might find people peeing off their balconies. Now, why would I say that?
That's
because
what they used to do in Edinburgh and Glasgow. Just as short as 100 years ago, people were doing that in Edinburgh and Glasgow in Scotland. And they had a saying, we out below. And we out below means watch out below in the Scottish dialect of English. Okay? So watch out below means there's something coming from you or from up above, which is somebody's, the contents of someone's chamber pot. And they might be liquid contents or they might be solid contents. This whole system, Vincent, is right on the point of collapse, you know. And I studied systemic collapse at a university level as an academic. And to see what I'm seeing now is ticking all of the boxes, you know, for exactly what you would see in a massive systemic collapse. Yeah, I'm talking about a systemic collapse of the magnitude of the fall of the Roman Empire. And, yeah, this is what we're actually living through right now. You have, hostile bureaucrats, really, really hostile bureaucrats, who are basically out to feather their own nests. They're absolutely terrified because it's not just me in the municipality who is deciding that they've had enough. There are many people in this municipality who are deciding that they've had enough, and a lot of them are far more hostile than I will ever be. I don't know who these people are, but what I do know is that this same employee who's been giving me a bad time has issued over 40 infringement notices to landowners all over the Shire. And, I don't even know what to say there, you know. How can you do something like that and expect that everything is going to be okay into the future? I don't know who these people are. I've got no intentions of causing any harm to this woman because, something? I'm actually somebody, it's well known. Anyone can find this out about me on the internet. I've worked as a psychic many times in the past. I've worked professionally full-time as a psychic. And I know intuitively what's going to happen in the future. And I can tell you how this is going to happen in the future in this municipality. This municipal government, so-called, is going to collapse. It's going to implode. And all of the municipal employees are going to find that they don't have a job anymore. And I think that the coronavirus has a large part to play in this. And, they're going to just, this whole thing is going to collapse. This whole country, right from the municipal level, the state level, and the national level, the whole thing is going to implode in on itself. Like a termite-eaten mansion, like a termite-eaten house. This is the picture that I keep getting on the inside of myself. It's like, oh my gosh, if you could imagine a house that is full of termites, it looks fine. Many times when you get termite-infested houses, they look absolutely fine from the outside. But then you go through the gyprock or whatever lining that they have, that plasterboard that they put on the inside of the lining of the house. You make a hole in that and you put your hand in the hole and you see the internal framing of the house and you can crush it with your hand. And if a decent wind blows, that house will actually get blown over. Have you ever seen houses like that, Vincent? They look completely fine from the outside.
Yeah, I've seen boards that have been. Yeah, I've seen boards from houses that have been infested with termites, and from the outside it'll look like a 2x4, 2x6, 2x8 perfectly, but if you press it with your thumb goes right through it because it's been eaten,
yeah,
all except for the finest, thinnest layer on the outside, which looks perfect. And the reason for that is termites die in the light. So they'll eat the board from the inside out until they start to sense light, and they stop right there. Brett in New York, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs and me.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. A long-time listener. I know a lot of people don't call in. You know, we're working, we're doing things, but your show is very much appreciated. Your preparedness has helped me personally to feel a little bit more secure in these perilous times, because I have taken your advice, because I have taken precautions. I have grown a garden. I do food dehydration because freeze-dried machines are very expensive, and they're homeowner machines for the most part. But you had asked for people to call in. I don't listen to the radio. I haven't had TV hooked up in my house for like 25 years. I do listen to Jeff Rentz. He takes this very serious. He has Henry Nyman, Dr. Henry Nyman, a virologist, on for an hour every night talking about the new cases all over the world and what's going on. I also listen to The Power Hour with Daniel Brigman, and he takes this very serious too.
Okay. Have you heard anyone not take it seriously and talk about shift over to the distraction and talk about how this is a hoax, fraud, et cetera?
I don't really listen to mainstream, media, so I haven't in that way. I've heard people talk about it, but yet my observations from going out to stores, people with those paper masks that have like a double elastic strand, and one, the lower one is usually hanging. I find that pretty amusing. There's nothing but piles. Like, you go over to Walmart or you go over to the supermarkets in the area, and there's like these little piles all over the parking lot of these blue, black, pink, semi-clear gloves that they've taken off. I guess at least they're smart enough not to bring them into their car. But how about putting them in a garbage can?
Those are very good points. And we use them. I have a quick news flash for our class. Because we purchased items at Harbor Freight, they send us sales flyers. And they say, here's what's on sale, this week. Well, they sent a newsflash out saying that Harbor Freight has donated all of their protective equipment, all of their gloves, all of their gloves, that mechanics would wear working on cars, and face shields, and their face masks to hospitals. So that's wonderful, except as mechanics, they're none available for us, because they've donated them all to the hospitals. Just a thought. Well, I have talked with Jeff Rentz once on the phone. I called him up, and we had a great conversation. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. I have not talked to anyone at the Power Hour other than the original Power Hour, and that was Joyce Riley. Yeah. Do you want to hold through the break?
I would.
Okay.
Pain in the neck. A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs. You now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Brett is with us live in New York. Brett, do you have any other comments you'd like to share with our class?
Yeah, there is. I live in upstate New York. I'm about an hour plus away from New York City. Obviously, that's a hot zone in New York City. There's a hot zone in Orange County, New York, which is upstate and on the west side of the Hudson River, and it's a Hasidic community, just like the Hasidic community in Brooklyn. That's a big hot spot, and from what I understand, the state police have it barricaded so that they can't flow through as much as they'd like and spread the virus.
Okay, we reported this week that the FBI has been saying that there are some groups of people or a group of people who are in being encouraged within the group to take bodily fluids and spray them on doorknobs and places that people touch to spread the virus.
Oh, my gosh.
That's disgusting. That's horrid.
And there are two targeted groups. There are two targeted groups. One group is the police. The other group is the Jews. Both are being targeted by this other group. So you mentioned
to spread the virus.
Yes, that's correct. Now, I want to make sure that our class understands we do not advocate anything like that. We find
absolutely
this reprehensible.
We find it reprehensible. is ever reprehensible. The Hasidic community is a community of about 35,000 people in a relatively small area. They're, it's not quite a gulag, but it's stack and pack. And they're building another community because they keep annexing the they're annexing land, buying and annexing land under other people's names and corporations and dummy corporations, and they're spreading heavily. But they live in very meek conditions. You and I would not choose to live like that. And it's like that 1 mile radius over in New Rochelle, New York, where the lawyer had come back from, I think, Israel, and they blockaded a 1 mile radius, which was like the yeshiva school, because he gave it to his family, and his kids go to school, they go to the yeshiva, and that's, you know, it's a very, very close, tight-knit community, very close, close quarters, a lot of people, small area, and now they're building, they just keep expanding. They just, the money just flows with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, the idea of stacking and packing is a great way to spread this pandemic. And there are broadcasters who have said on air that this is not a pandemic. I have to disagree. And there are those that say that, you know, washing your hands is, like, really important. Well, it is. But that's not the only thing that's important. Now it's important to avoid packages that come from your Federal Express, UPS, and United's Postal Service. That's a problem now as well. And here's just an interesting tidbit. So there's Gwyneth, and I'm pretty sure you know about this, but I'd like to share it with Brett and the rest of the class. So if you live in New York, you've probably been to the big cities, and you know that there's a protocol for walking down the sidewalk with your lady, okay? And the protocol is that the man walks on the left side. Yeah, the man walks on the outside of the side toward the road or the street, and the woman walks toward the inside. And there's several reasons why. These are reasons from old. So, for example, in the days when men wore swords, they wore them on the left side. And withdrawing your sword on the left side, if your lady with her big skirt were on the left side, it might get entangled and prevent you from defending you and your lady. That's one reason. Another reason is because in those days of old, carts were drawn by horses, and the horses would pee and poop on the street. And when it rained, the crown in the road would send the pee and the poop and the rain toward the gutter or the sewer side, which was closest to the sidewalk. So when a cart came down and splashed through that pee and poop and rain, it wouldn't get on the lady as much as the guy. And there's one more reason. I'll share that with you when we come back.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Senate now expected to move quickly before the day is over to pass a massive economic stimulus package because of the coronavirus outbreak. Democrats have been holding it up, saying it was too good to corporations, not good enough for American workers. Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin.
We came together on a bipartisan basis with the White House and really struck an agreement that we think answers the highest priorities. We were insisting that there be a Marshall Plan for hospitals. We went from $75 billion in the original bill to $130 billion.
New York City, now the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States, where infections are skyrocketing. Nearly 16,000 cases have been confirmed as of the start of today. New York's Governor Cuomo has warned the number of infections there might not peak till mid-April. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, just a quick comment before we get back to Gwyneth and Brett. Those who have not been preparing for their own protection and their own safety will most likely be bailed out by us. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about the federal government will most likely be bailing out the airlines, the GDP, local, county, and state governments, banks, cruise lines, newspapers, oil companies, automobile manufacturers, insurance companies, and almost every other business sector. I believe that's going to happen. I believe it is happening. And to prevent the GDP from rioting in the streets, breaking windows, burning down buildings, stealing, robbing, burglarizing, shooting, mayhem, they're going to be passing out checks or direct deposits so that you can spend money that we don't have to buy the things that you should have bought rather than going to the mouse. M-O-U-S-E. As in Mickey Mouse. Jet-setting around the country, taking vacations, doing stupid things instead of preparing. And I know people just like this. They have done it, and now they are broke. And who's going to get to bail them out? Us. I resent it. Brett, any comments?
I can tell you one sector that I do not believe is going to get bailed out, and that's the landlords. The president has told people not to pay their rent, not to pay their mortgage, and I've got probably 85% that are laid off of my tenants, and I don't really expect to get much in the beginning of the month. It'd be nice if I did, but I still have bills. I still have things that need to get taken care of, and we're not going to get a big cut.
I'm glad you mentioned this. I had this very discussion with one of our instructors yesterday. And here's what I said, and I'd like you to react. I said that the people who rent will be getting laid off. Pretty much most people are going to be getting laid off. And they will not be able to buy food because they'll be out of money unless money comes from the government to bail them out temporarily. So they won't be able to pay their rent. And then the rent payments that the landlords receive goes to paying the note, the mortgage note, on the buildings that the landlords have purchased. So cash flow is critical in most all cases with landlords. What are you going to do?
I
don't think the bank, for a while, the bank is going to say, yeah, you're just like everybody else. But then they're going to want to take your building back.
Absolutely. And on top of that, New York State, the wonderful state that it is, they close all the courts, which includes the eviction courts. And I don't mean to seem heartless, but if you don't pay your car, they come and take your car, right?
If you don't pay your taxes on your property, they sell it on the courthouse steps.
If you don't pay the water bill, if you have a utility that's supplied to you by village, town, entity, they will put that on your taxes and they will take a property. I've seen properties taken for 2-3 years of back water bill. Because maybe somebody was ill or moved or they got it wrong, and that could be $500, $600, $700, $800, $1,000, $2,000 a year. You know, who would pay what? You could literally lose your house for a couple thousand dollars
in water. Well, I'll tell you what, the mayor of Los Angeles said that he will cut the water off and the electricity off of irresponsible, selfish stores that remain open. So he said, you will close. And the stores he's going to shut the water off.
To do that through the smart meters. You remember that McDonald's that was watering their lawn in the middle of the night and they shut their water off, so it violated a health code. So they had to close their doors until the water was turned back on. That was, what, about 6-7 years ago for those smart meters that everybody's letting them put on?
Gwyneth, your thoughts.
Wow, that's amazing.
Okay, well, it's absolutely true. I wanted to share this, and I'm so glad that you called, Brett. I really am, because you have reminded me to talk about this particular subject. Now, class, this is really... it's really dangerous for me to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Those smart meters literally can be remotely, there's relays in there that can shut off your power remotely.
And they can monitor them in real time.
Right. Now, here's the critical point, and here's what is risky for me to say. There may be health reasons why you need to have your electric running. And it may be shut off by a glitch, which is an non-reproducible event, a computer malfunction, a programming malfunction, or some clerk that's mad at you for whatever reason. So your electricity can be turned off. And you can have someone in your house that's on oxygen, and you have to have medical equipment running to keep y'all alive. Well, I suggest you do your own research on how to reverse that switch that's sent across the airwaves to turn off your meter. It's very simple. It is you won't believe how simple it is to turn your power back on. Now, I'm not suggesting that you do it in any case other than an extreme emergency, and you may be arrested for it, or you may be prosecuted for it. But all that, I think, may be better than having someone in your family die because some jerk at the electric company shut your power off. I'm very serious about this. Look on YouTube. Look on YouTube. You'll find it on YouTube. Brett, please continue.
They're going to cause tremendous, tremendous foreclosures in rental properties across the nation through telling people. So anybody who heard the president say, oh, you don't have to pay your mortgage, you don't have to pay your rent, but you have the means to do it, please do it, because the property will be sold out from under you. The big courts are still open. The litigation courts are still open, which also brings up another, the foreclosure. I'm into the banks have been forging documents for years, and I didn't even call to bring this into light, but when the bank goes to court for foreclosure, they provide documents, and those documents are usually forged because in the MERS system, they shred the documents, which is your deed and your title. So they no longer have your note in your original signature, and so they forge the documents. In some of these cases, because I have friends that are forensic mortgage investigators, and in some of these cases, they have provided sets of documents that contradict each other. People have been brought in for signatures. You've heard about the robo-signers, and they verify that the signatures are not original. If you sign a legal document, you should sign it in blue ink so that when they photocopy it, it comes out black.
I always do. I always sign those documents in blue ink. And my signature is not readable. So if my name were Smith, my signature would look nothing like the word Smith. There would be no identifiable letters in my signature. So if someone were to fraudulently grab one of our checks don't have my name on them. They don't. They have something else on them. And you can put anything you want on your check. If your name is Smith, you could put W and W Co, as you know, like W and W Corporation or Company. But it would be signed with however you sign your name, Smith. And if you don't, and so if someone were to fraudulently cash that check, they might sign it W and W Co. And of course, the bank would compare that to your signature and say, it doesn't look anything like Smith or even the way the owner of that account writes Smith. And that's what I do. So you're right. I write in blue. Sometimes I write in red. Sometimes I write in red. And that's a great idea.
Legal. I don't think red is legal. Blue and black are legal, but red
is not. But you know what? I don't really even care about that. really?
Well, the mortgage companies present documents to the courts, and the courts, mostly the judges don't even look at them. The clerks look at them, and they tell the judge what they're going to think. There's more power in a clerk than a judge for some reason. But they take those documents as like one of the tablets that Moses came down the mountain with. And whatever it says in there, they believe it. And you show them that this can't be like this. I have a friend upstate New York, and he was paying his mortgage, and he was paying extra payments into his mortgage. And after like 2 years, he asked for an accounting of where the extra money had gone to see that it had brought down the principal payment, because in the mortgage you pay all your interest up front. On a 30-year loan, you're paying like all your interest in the first like 15 years, and then it starts balancing out, you know, around the halfway point. And so he said, you know, let me see where I've pushed down and pulled down my principal. And they were like, what money? So he stopped paying his mortgage. They sold his mortgage. Then they sold it again without purchasing it back. He's now he's stymied in court with the judge keeps ignoring all of, and he's a mortgage forensic auditor, and the judge keeps ignoring all of his evidence that he brings forth. They just finally got a letter from, I forget the name of the mortgage company, and that supposedly owns it, and I guess a VP gave him an affidavit that said we didn't own it at that point in time, so we're waiting to see. But now that all the courts are shut down, what the judge is going to do with this?
Brett, let me just make a comment for our class. I've been in exactly that position, not with the court system, but I have always advocated in the early days of a mortgage amortization, pay the first month in full and pay the principal the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth month right away. I mean, at the same time. But mark with separate checks and mark this is payment number one. This is payment number two, three, four, five, six, seven, and so forth. And that way you have evidence. And when they cash those checks or they negotiate those checks, they are now part of the record, because we used to actually have copies of canceled checks. Now it's really hard to get copies of canceled checks because the banks don't want to give them to you. So there are a lot of problems with this. You're absolutely right. And you have to keep your own records. But I have done that. I've reduced our mortgage substantially, taken a 30-year mortgage and reduced it substantially. And by doing the kinds of things that you just referred to. Brett, I want to thank you for calling in. Gwyneth has got a couple other items that she wanted to talk about with respect to the coronavirus. Thank you for calling in, and don't be a stranger, please. We welcome.
Thank you for
welcome.
What you do.
Well, I'm delighted to be here, and I know Gwyneth is, and thank you for your contributions. That's Brett.
You're all in. Very much appreciated. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
God help us.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we've been saying that the coronavirus has been doubling every couple, every 3 days or so. I'm going to prove it to you. Here's a small microcosm. Greene County, which is where Springfield, Missouri is. So a few weeks ago, we said there was one case. Then there were two. Then there were four, five, and six. Then there were seven and eight. Today, they're 18. Well, as of a couple of days ago, they're 18. That's one. One thought. So it's doubling every few days all across the country. Now, let's say you've been advised to work from home. Well, here's something you need to think about. When you're on the phone with somebody, and if you're working from home, you're probably using the telephone. And when you talk to people on the phone, they may be really stupid. They may be the GDP. And they may have Alexa or Echo in their home, listening and recording to your conversation with them. Keep that in mind. So if you're working home, you might want to say to whomever you're talking with, do you have one of those smart devices like Echo and Alexa in your home? If so, I won't be able to help you. I'm going to have to hang up right now. Next thing I'd like to share. So when you walk about and when you travel during this lockdown system, when local, county, and state governments lock you down, and you have your personal tracking device in your pocket, you are being tracked by a company called Unicast, UNACAST. They know how far you are apart from people, and they know your exact movements. They know whether you are at the 6 feet, the 9 feet, whatever distance you are from other people with smartphones, they know. They know. So, I don't have a smartphone. I don't have a phone. I have a landline. Period. Gwyneth, any comments about those items?
Yeah, this is something where in Australia that they're basically descending into complete tyranny. They are going to put soldiers on the street. They say that it's for our safety. And I say, well, I don't believe that. because even just today I wrote in a letter to particular people, I said, you've completely destroyed my trust. You have so abused me over the years. I don't trust you anymore. Why do you expect me to be, why do you expect me to like you? This is it. I don't trust them. I don't like them. And they're hostile to me. They have abused my good nature in the past. You know, this is it. And in Australia, they want to give people prison sentences up to 5 years for standing too close to someone. This is just total Bravo Sierra. This is just total tyranny and domination and control like has never, ever, ever been seen on the earth. Now, I don't want to go out. I don't want to have anything to do with this system. I just want to stand by the sidelines and wait for it all to implode in on itself. Because what we're seeing is the fall of Babylon. What we're seeing is the fall of Sodom. And what we're seeing is the fall of Rome, all rolled into one. This is how empires collapse. And I just want to stand on the sidelines out here on my little farm out in the middle of nowhere and watch the whole thing collapse. That's what I want to do. It's inevitable that it should collapse. I think that they are pooping themselves with fear because on some instinctive level they know that they only have a short time and that they can't, that they're trying to save their position of power. They're not going to be able to do it because everything that they do to try and secure their power is only making the power slip away from them more. Like, you don't build an empire by destroying an economy. And what they're doing is destroying an economy. And, yeah, they're going to destroy the whole thing. They are killing the golden goose.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, like I said, they are figuratively cutting their own throats, as the saying goes. And everything they do is only making it worse. And this is what I advise that everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
Find a piece of, go out to your country estate and sit there and do nothing except look after yourself and look after your family and wait for the whole thing to collapse in on itself. Because this empire is collapsing. It is going to fall in on itself. There's no avoiding that. And
Gwyneth,
is the last desperate measure.
I have a couple quick comments. For our class. Walmart, online, out of flour, out of yeast, out of paper products such as toilet paper and towels, dried dog food, and dry cat food is being rationed or limited. Let's see, Sam's website is reporting errors without explaining them. If you go to Craigslist and you search for a camper trailer, or a freezer, you will not find one at a reasonable price. No kidding. What does that mean? That means the Corona panic is running right now. Thank you, Gwyneth, for being with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.